On Capitol Hill, House Democrats are moving to put into law, so-called PAYGO, or pay-as-you-go rules, affecting the federal budget. It is an effort to rein in federal spending, even as the administration sets new records on stimulus and financial recovery spending. Now, Federal News Radio's Max Kakis has been following the story all day on Capitol Hill. He joins us now live with a preview of his story for tomorrow morning's Federal Drive.
Amy and Chris, Florida Congressman Alan Boyd says the PAYGO legislation introduced today was written primarily at the White House after President Obama pledged last week that his administration wanted to go back to the PAYGO rules in place during the Clinton administration.
One of the things I've learned in the 13 years I've been here is Congress does not have the self-discipline to be fiscally responsible if there are not tools in place to make it do so. And that's why many of us have been fighting for the last 7+ years to re-implement the fiscal tools like PAYGO so that Congress will have to act fiscally responsible and not pass on the debts to the future generations.
The effort to codify PAYGO has the backing of Peter Orszag, the director of the Office of Management and Budget and former head of the Congressional Budget Office, who returned to his old haunts on the Hill to lend his support to the measure.
The president has been crystal clear. PAYGO is a core principle that any new policies must be paid for. The president's budget, in addition to that, cuts the deficit in half by the end of his first term, and we have made a priority of various steps, including, for example, contracting reform and other measures to bring down non-defense discretionary spending. Today, however, we're speaking about PAYGO. PAYGO legislation was a core part of the system in the 1990s that contributed to the shift from deficits to surpluses. Statutory PAYGO worked in conjunction with separate rules in the House and Senate. Those rules were recreated in the House and Senate 2 years ago, but statutory PAYGO was not possible because the administration at the time did not agree with the principles that were put forward from the Congress.
Following his speech last weekend, Republicans like Virginia's Eric Cantor, one of the top GOP leaders in the House, were critical of the measure, pointing to the $787 billion stimulus package passed earlier this year as evidence that Democrats are not sincere about limiting spending. I asked House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer from Maryland what he thought of Congressman Cantor's accusation.
He either does not know the facts or he totally ignores the fact. In point of fact, under Bill Clinton's leadership, inheriting a $292 billion deficit in fiscal 93, he took that deficit down with PAYGO policies and brought that deficit down 4 years in a row, and then brought us into surplus for the next 4 years. The only president in the lifetime of anybody in this room that has had four surplus years was Bill Clinton, the only one. In fact, the presidents that I presume Mr. Cantor supported, Ronald Reagan, George Bush the first, and George Bush the second, never once ran a surplus in any of the years that they had the presidency. Not once. Now that's important because a president can veto spending bills. I've been here 29 years. There has never, ever been an override of a presidential veto for spending too much money. The only veto I remember being overridden was Ronald Reagan sending a bill back saying that we didn't spend enough money on defense. It was the only time that I remember, and that was overridden.
So, Chris and Amy, that's what's going on up here on Capitol Hill today. A new push, and yet another issue for Congress to deal with regarding federal spending.
One of the challenges with this, of course, is when you start getting here, you're constantly having to figure out who's Peter, who's Paul, and who's going to pay for what.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly right, Chris. And what had happened in past years? We were covering a little bit of Congress during the Clinton administration years, is that they made certain cuts in discretionary spending. As a lot of people who have been covering the budget here in Washington know, once you get past entitlement spending like Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security, there's really not that much discretionary spending out there that's available to be cut. But one of the raps on the Clinton administration, for example, was that they allowed certain aspects of the Pentagon budget, the Defense Department to head downhill. That was where some of the spending cuts were made. Also some spending cuts in the intelligence community. So you can say that, yes, there were certain things that were cut and some things that were compromised during that time. It will remain to be seen what they could find to cut here, because you're looking at an administration that has placed health care reform as a priority, another issue where money is going to need to be found to pay for that.